ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। वी शुड अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज मेंट बाय डेस्टिनी। डेस्टिनी इज नॉट समथिंग कमिंग फ्रॉम हेवन, फ्रॉम द स्काई और गिवन बाय सम एजेंसी, सम पावर। नो, डेस्टिनी इज द रिजल्ट of our actions done in previous life or lives. In every life, some action is done, activity is there, and the consequence, the result of that destiny, of that karma, that action becomes destiny later on. So destiny is also the result of our own past karmas, activities. But it goes on like this, getting accumulated with the soul. There are three parts of karmas. One is known as the accumulated karma, sanchit karma, known in Sanskrit. Another, the karma in the present, kriyaman, being done at this time. One accumulated, another this. Third one is the destiny, which is the part of the accumulated whole, accumulated through many lives. Whenever there happens a new birth, then some part of that accumulated karma becomes destiny, not the whole. That is God's arrangement. What part of destiny, what part of accumulated karma of a particular person becomes destiny in a particular life. There is science for that also, for understanding, but it is not necessary to understand. Don't give much time to those things. Have the essence of things and then apply those things in your own life. Because the aim is self-realization, not to become a learned person. The aim should never be to become a learned person. The aim should be to get enlightened. Anyway, so whatever happens in human life, on the physical plane, happens according to destiny. They have said there are three things in destiny. In Sanskrit they have said jati, ayu, bhoga. Jati, technical word is there. Birth. Then age, how much age. And between birth and death, the favorable and unfavorable circumstances. Bhoga. And there is nothing else. Birth in the beginning, death in the end, and in between these two poles, you have favorable circumstance sometimes unfavorable. This is all this story. There is nothing fourth. Sometimes this happens, sometimes that happens. Sometimes something happens you like. You make merry, you have the festivity. Sometimes, all of a sudden a thing happens, you lose the job, and at once you drop down. Again you get a better job, you say, oh, fine. Then again smiling. Then there's again some news, my goodness. This goes on, like this. Like a toy in the hand of a child, destiny is there, moving the life of a person in a way. Sometimes this, sometimes that. Like, birth is a part of destiny. In what country somebody takes the birth is a part of destiny. That all is a science, according to the last thought at the time of death. Much happens according to that. Education, how much education, where one will be educated. Health also, to great extent. Some part of health depends upon your present karma also. But some part depends. They are intermixed thing. There is no watertight compartment. They are all the three parts of the karma, they are intermingled also. They interact also. Destiny affecting the present action also somehow affecting a little, and then through the present activity action, formation of future destiny. This circle goes on like this. Now the question, can I influence it? Can we change it? Totally you can't change it. There is no way. Then what is the freedom available in human life? There is only one freedom. You can get enlightened. This is the freedom. You can have God in life. This is the only freedom available in human life. Because this happens in human life only. In no other life. Other things are part of destiny, you can't change them. This you can have. Why? Enlightenment is not a part of destiny. Remember. Self-realization is not a part of destiny. That is not a material thing of the world. And desire and effort for self-realization need not come to an end in whatever circumstance, whatever may be the circumstance. And this is a sort of a secret to know that spiritual evolution many times happens better in adversity rather in prosperity. When there are good times, good health, good money, let us go to Greece for enjoying. Or we will be there in Switzerland. So much money. What about spiritual practice? Oh, that's all right. Spiritual practice, later on. And what is the hurry? That thing is meant for old age rather. And when something bad happens and you are in difficulties, oh God, please be kind. It has started. Automatically. So spiritual evolution many times happens more when the unfavorable things happen. When there is arm in arm with the boyfriend and the girlfriend, who cares for spiritual evolution? And when the girl or that boy has started going to somewhere else, you are shocked. Oh, deceiving me? My heart is broken. Oh, God! These are the truths of life. And those who have intelligence, they can see how the Lord wants human beings to realize him or her through all these situations. There is an indication that, oh human being, oh soul in the human body, I have given you this human body, be awakened.